What is going on, Alternative Careers Group? This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist and certified dementia practitioner. And yes, I am your alternative career coach. Well, anyway, we just got home. We went to church today. And, I just wanted to say hi, hello. And I wanted to share what our pastor, talked about today. And he talked about forgiveness, but he also talked about the bitterness that we have in life and how to overcome bitterness. And he mentioned about, that bitterness or being unforgiving is just like a poison that you're trying to drink that poison and expecting that other person to die out of it, right? And that's what I was feeling when I got fired, last month. And before I went live, I also talked to somebody over the phone and, because of all the posts I did, and I've been talking to a lot of you guys over the phone. I'm going to say her name, and she was just let go too, and their company closed. And deep in my heart, I had some bitterness too with the other company I was working for. And until I let go of that bitterness, that unforgiveness, I won't be able to move on forward. And that's one of the main reasons why we are not able to find our alternative career, because we're bitter about the profession. What's going on, Bill? How are you? We're bitter about the profession. We're bitter about the company. We're bitter about the bosses, the CEO and everything. And like what I said, bitterness is just like a poison that you're drinking and you're expecting that other person to die out of it. But it's actually us who's dying deep inside. And that's what I felt. That's what I feel right now because of what happened to me last month. So how do we move on to the bitterness? We got to be better. We got to be better. Good afternoon, Bill. So we got to be better. How do we become better? I broke down the acronym BETTER. How do we become better than that previous situation? How do we become better on that previous boss, previous job, this previous profession that we have right now? We got to be better. Letter B, we have to have big goals. What are the big goals that you have? What goals do you want to achieve? 2020 is supposed to be a good 2020, right? We're supposed to have an awesome 2020, a new decade, a new year, but here we are trying to survive, right? So we have to have big goals. What are the big goals you have in mind? My big goals this year is to continue to start my own business, continue to be an entrepreneur, continue to provide, excellent service to my clients, to my patient, and continue to find contracts in order for me to be able to continue to provide, employment to my employees. So that's my big goal for this year. What's the next letter? Letter E. You gotta learn how to empower yourself. How do you empower yourself? Gone are the days that we're asking the company to give us resources. No, you yourself, you have to empower yourself. Find a coach, find a friend, find somebody that will push you to your next level, an accountability partner that will push you to your next level, because you got to empower yourself. We can't trust on the government. We cannot even trust our own or our company that we work for. They actually left us, because they were all for the profit. So you got to empower yourself. Find a coach, find somebody that will push you to the next level. Empower yourself. What's next there? Letter T. Team of winners. You got to find a team of winners that will actually push you to your next level. Team, you're actually, if you have an employee, find a team that will actually are better than you. If you're a single entrepreneur, find a coach again. Find somebody that will push you to your next level and not pull you down. There are a lot of people, to tell the truth, there are a lot of people that will pull you down. Okay, just like what we call it in the Philippines, we call it crab mentality. A lot of people will try to pull you down, especially in this time and age of social media. What's going on, Jennifer? What's going on, Michael? So, find team of winners that will pull you instead of pull you down, okay? Pull you up. All right, what's the next letter? You got to learn how to take action. Letter T, take action. All this video, all this stuff that we do, it's not going to do you good. It's not going to do me good if you don't take action on it. And that's what happened to us. We became, I procrastinated. I waited and waited for the perfect timing. If I started I have a side hustle, I had a side hustle, but if I started and became full-time in my part B, became full-time in my cash pay, became full-time in my teaching career, guess what? I won't be worried about, you know, losing contract and home health. And because I didn't took action. Yes, I was taking action one step at a time, a little bit. But in order for you to be able to really, really achieve your better goals, you know, getting out of that bitterness, you have to take action. You gotta take action. Whether it's small or big, you gotta take action. Hey, what's going on, Leanne? My friend Leanne from Harriman or from Rockwood. What's going on, Captain D? So what's the next letter? Letter E. You gotta have some energy. Energy and exercise. We got to exercise, guys. We got to exercise. If you're feeling bitter about your job, bitter about your business, bitter about this profession, guys, we all know it. We're all therapists here. Whether you're a PT, OT, OTA, PTA, speech, we all know the benefit of exercising. Because when you're exercising, you're releasing certain hormones. You're releasing certain hormones. What are the hormones that we're releasing? We're releasing the dopamine. We're releasing the oxytocin, the serotonin, the endorphins. You got to get out there. Exercise. 10, 15 minutes a day will work. You know, 30 minutes. I'm trying to lose weight. Well, obviously I'm not right now, but I'm trying to lose weight. You got to go out there, exercise. All right. And last but not the least, letter R. Captain David, knowledge and wisdom right there. There. Thank you. Thank you, Captain. Letter R. You have to repeat it all over again. Repeat it all over again. Repeat, repeat, repeat. That's why we call it rehab. Re means repeat. Have means habilitate. You put those two words together, it's called rehabilitate. We have to rehabilitate ourselves too. We have to do our own therapy for ourselves, you know, in order for us to get out of this bitterness that we're feeling with our in our profession, in order for us to be better. All right, let's go ahead and recap. B, big goals. You got to get big goals, guys. Big goals, you know, big goals. What's letter E? Empower. Empower yourself. Empower yourself. Learn, 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 and then take action, right? What's that next letter? Letter T, team of winners. Another letter T, take action. Another letter, the next letter is letter E, energy and exercise. You got to get out there, guys. You know, we can't afford to get sick in this time and age, right? It's so expensive. So expensive, right? And last but not the least, letter R. You got to repeat it all over again. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Why? Because repetition is the mother of learning. It is the father of action and then the architect of results. If you want results in your life, you want results, right? You want results? You got to keep repeating it. Again and again and again and again and again. English is not my first language. I had to repeat this again and again. All right. I wish you all the best. Before I let you go, I also want to invite you and in my course called Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia Care Seminar. It's the required course to be a certified dementia practitioner. Come and join us. We have that next week, Saturday, Sunday. And then after that, we're going to be also launching the Dementia Expert Academy, wherein I will teach you how to start your own business, like your side hustle, how to write a book, obviously, how to start contracting with different home health agency, how to start your Part B, what kind of EMR you're going to use, how to start your own course and stuff like that. So I'm going to be launching that too after that CDP. All right. I wish you all the best. God bless you, ACG. Always remember, don't be bitter, but let's be better. All right. Have a great day. God bless you and be awesome. Be great. Be excellent. Have a great day. Bye-bye.